Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, my delegation would like to thank Belgium and France, the gender focal points of the convention, for giving us an update on the progress on the implementation of gender and diversity in the work of the convention. The Lausanne Action Plan gives clear guidance and identifies 5 gender and diversity related actions. Action 4, on ensuring an inclusive approach to the implementation of the convention and removing all barriers to full, equal, meaningful, and gender balanced participation. Action 23, on integrating gender and diversity of populations in survey and clearance activities. Action 28, on implementing context-specific, tailor-made risk education interventions, and Action 29 and 31, which emphasize the importance of gender disaggregated data collection and analysis. Unfortunately, while reporting on the implementation of the Lausanne Action Plan, only 2 states' parties have integrated gender and diversity dimensions in their national work plans and strategies. Only 3 state parties included such perspectives in their survey and clearance activities, and only 7 state parties have collected and analyzed data on victims disaggregated by gender, age, and disability. Mr. President, we know that cluster munition remnant contamination has a gendered impact. Men and boys are more likely to be killed or injured in cluster munition remnant accidents. Data from the 2023 Cluster Munition Monitor, disaggregated by sex and or age, demonstrate that men accounted for 5 times more casualties of cluster munition remnants than women, while boys accounted for twice as many casualties as girls. Regarding cluster munition remnant fatalities, men accounted for 1/3 of all adult deaths. No female deaths were recorded in 2022. 11% of boys died of cluster munition remnants, and almost twice as many girls. Disaggregated data covering cluster munition attacks were not captured. My delegation would like to underscore the importance of collecting these data. It allows us to center the conversation around the people impacted by these weapons and focus on supporting survivors, many of them children. Mr. President, women and girls are often indirect victims, as they are often expected to take on a caregiving role for survivors and provide financial support for their families when the main provider is injured or killed. Experience in landmine clearance, for instance, has shown that involving women in clearance operations and applying a gender lens have a direct impact on the success of clearance programs. Such best practices and lessons learned should be shared more often and on a more structural basis in order to increase synergies between CCM and APMBC, the 2 sister conventions. As a general focal point on the Cooperation and Assistance Committee of APMBC, I would be pleased to strengthen our collective work. Together, we can place the implementation of the Women, Peace and Security Agenda at the heart of global peace and security, including the new Agenda for Peace, and to make gender equality and diversity a reality. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished representative of Netherlands for her statement, and I pass the floor to the distinguished representative.